Well, clearly some of these guys are listening to the wrong people where they think they are first-round picks because, like you said, the numbers just don't simply add up.
32, they're, I believe, at this point.
Well, actually, it's going to be higher than that one by Sunday. It'll be close to 40, if not over 40. And if you factor in foreigners, and foreigners who are under 21 have to declare by May 13th. So they are included in this. It's a rule that maybe they should apply to underclassmen in this country. But they'll be part of that underclassmen list that the NBA releases officially toward the end of next week. The deadline is by Sunday. And what we're seeing is guys clearly think that it is a weak draft, especially at a couple of different positions, and so they think they have a shot. The key thing is, though, they got to get invited to Chicago, and Marty Blake, the director of scouting, longtime director of scouting, has all the cards in his hand because basically if he doesn't invite all these underclassmen, then they have no shot of getting into that first round because another factor you have to remember is for them to get workouts, for them to get seen, they would have to pay for it. So if they want to go to work out in Toronto and you're Sam Clancy from USC and you haven't taken an agent and you still want to leave open that possibility of returning to school, that means you have to pay for your trip to Toronto to work out for the Raptors. That's not going to happen. If these guys start flying all over the country and say they're still returning to school, something's wrong there and someone's paying for it.